You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I heard you guys had a great event yesterday.
It was such a great show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really great live event. Tons of people.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the BB Go stuff was there.
That's the best food truck I've ever been around. I mean, it's now the third event I've worked with that BB Go truck. Like, whatever your idea of a food truck is, it's not as good as this.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It was awesome.
There were dumplings rolling out of there for sure. And
so you've been very disciplined with your eating.
I have been.
How long have you been on your new program?
Over a year, right?
Yeah,
well over a year. Yeah, probably 15 months.
Do you take a day off occasionally and say, you know what, I'm going to go big on dumplings?
Oh, yeah. No, you occasionally do that.
Yeah.
I actually bought a bag of the dumplings at the Ralph's. Oh. And apparently, John, if I take a picture of the dumplings and me together, I can win courtside seats?
No, you have to take a picture of the receipt from Ralph's.
Okay.
Where you spend at least $10.
Okay.
Spend $10 and then you take a picture of that receipt and send it to Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps between now and February 6th. Somebody's getting courtside seats.
Damn.
But they're also giving away a bunch of other Lakers swag and a bunch of other BB Go.
But
so
don't
that's how
submit.
Easy.
John, don't submit unless you actually want to go to the
game. Right.
You know what I mean?
You can't use the courtside seats.
Right.
Please do not enter.
If it were any other day, I'd love to sit courtside.
Trav, do you remember John in Huntington Beach, and I forgot about this, but do you remember when we had Dana White on?
Yeah.
Right when we started our show?
I do.
Okay. Well, this, I guess, is the equivalent. Basically, Dana White offered Trav and I neither of us had ever been to a UFC event, and we were telling him that we'd never been. And he said, okay, well, this weekend there's this event going on. I'll fly you guys out there.
No, really?
Yes.
This is true, but a couple of pertinent details are being left out.
Okay.
The next day.
Well, still.
Yeah, it was on a Friday. That's right. It was on a Friday. Okay. But Dana White is offering us to go to a UFC event. You know the tickets were going to be great. He's going to fly us out there. How does this – one of his guys, I don't know, assistant, whatever, had him reach out, hey, are you guys –
No, it was a real offer.
It was a genuine real offer.
It was a 100% a real offer, but it was Friday afternoon at, what was it, sleep, noon or
where
whatever
was the trip
was.
To?
Vegas.
Okay.
Vegas.
We could have made it happen, and we didn't make it happen.
In a day, I can't – make that happen in a day. Not
yeah.
now.
No, I can't do it.
Not now.
Can't do it.
I mean, I could.
Fly
away
to Vegas.
Let's
go.
Create some problems.
Let's go.
Well, we called out Dana White of like, you wouldn't fly us out there. And he's like, okay.
All right,
yeah,
I'll send the tickets right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I'm like, never mind. We shouldn't have said that.
Have you guys been to a UFC in person?
I have not.
John, I never have, no.
Yeah.
I would go. I think the UFC has kind of replaced boxing as the fight of choice. It's
certainly more popular with more people.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
they're
going to
do
–
aren't they doing it in the Sphere? I think they're one of
He wants to. Dana White wants to. He's trying to cut a deal with them. And
yeah.
He had the same reaction to the Sphere as I did, that it's like the most spectacular
thing ever. That might be too much for a sporting – I was talking to somebody about the –
too much stimulus kind of thing?
No. Well, I mean, like, for example, I don't know that I saw the best version of U2 because I was totally distracted by everything else. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it'll blow you away. But, like, I've seen better U2
Did
concerts.
You see U2 there as well,
yes.
John?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew that you went. I didn't know if that was the show you saw.
Yeah,
you felt differently, because I remember you raving about it.
Yeah,
but did you think U2's performance was great? I've seen them
what
better.
What I said was, the Sphere is the star.
Correct.
It could have been a lousy band, and I would have loved it. Now, a friend of mine, Danny Swartz, who you know,
yeah,
Trav.
Sure.
Really wanted to go to Sphere. He was there New Year's Eve. He was out in Vegas that weekend, and there was no U2 concert, so he went to the Darren Aronofsky movie.
Yes.
And he said it was underwhelming. He said he didn't.
Underwhelming?
Yeah, said he didn't love it.
Yeah.
And he said it may have been that me and a bunch of other people overhyped it to him, but he was expecting more.
The only next thing that is scheduled so far is Fish, the band Fish, which
oh, okay.
I don't really know, but it's April the 20th, so I have a feeling I know what that concert's all about. 420.
You've never been to a Fish show, but you've been to a Fish show.
Right.
Right? It's one of those situations.
Exactly. By the way, it got a little green at the remote yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
At the very end, yeah.
Somebody brought you a little treat?
Oh,
what?
It wasn't me. There were just people. Oh. A lot of people.
But yeah, by the way.
Got green.
Got green. Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
And we got green.
That's what I thought
Our friend Chris from the Green Cross just showed up with goodie bags for everybody. For me, Mason, Bergman, everybody.
That's not your jam, is it?
It is occasionally my jam.
It is? Really?
Yes.
What's your preferred method?
Edibles.
Edibles,
indica.
Yeah.
He does a six-foot bong.
Yeah.
He's got a bong in there.
I've turned a corner, though, because before it used to really help me sleep.
Gravity bong, that's right.
Right, the gravity bong
with
the chili
big pot.
Yeah. No, that's not my preferred method of ingestion.
Yes.
It's edibles. It used to help me really sleep. Doesn't help anymore.
Really? Why not?
I don't know.
Interesting.
It just stopped.
What about Susan?
Not interested. That's not her jam.
Susan's never getting
She's
tanked.
A red wine jam person.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and white wine.
Yeah.
Wine.
Wine.
I shouldn't have specified.
Red, white, pink.
Cold, warm.
Cold.
Wine.
Whatever,
yeah.
Wine.
Yeah, in a bag, in a box, in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Occasionally.
Yeah, good.
I wouldn't say daily.
Hey, Chris, Green Cross, Torrance, you heard Trav.
Let's
hey,
go.
Em, look this up. There's a friend of Ben Lyons. Then invented a wine. Like he came, and it's got a name that am I getting this right? Skinny Girl Rosé?
Well, that's skinny, because there's skinny Girl Margaritas.
That's the Housewives.
That's one of the Housewives.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find it, but it had some ridiculous name, and he sold it for like $500 million.
Jesus.
Damn.
And so any type of wine apparently can be marketed.
I have a friend who made a run at this, a liquor deal years ago. And I thought it was ingenious.
Okay, it started as White Girl Rosé.
Yeah, Babe Rosé.
And now
Rose.
It's Babe Rosé.
Yeah.
Okay.
$500 million.
Yeah. My kids call Susan Babe. That's right, like their babe. Where's
they
babe?
Call her
this,
babe?
By the way, they call her babe.
Trav, this is wine in a can.
Wine.
That's
can come,
fine.
Wine is now good in boxes and cans. Right? Have you come around on Box of Wine Ireland?
Yeah.
They put really good wine in boxes.
Well, they used
now.
To be. If it had a screw cap, it's like it's not true anymore.
No, screw cap
that's
is
right.
fine. Yeah, I say a friend of mine made. He had this product that he tried to sell in New York called Dirty Olive, and it was pre-dirtied. Vodka. So in other words, the olive juice was already in the vodka, so it saved a step. Didn't go anywhere. He tried.
Okay, here's why. Visually, that would not look right.
Yeah.
It looks like it's spoiled. It looks like it's turned, because when you put the olive juice in there, it makes it cloudy and weird.
We had a job was to go to clubs, especially downtown when we were in New York, and just ask for dirty olive.
Right.
Like, do you have dirty olive? No, we don't have. You should really get it. And we went to my
friends.
And
then you leave
with. We went to a bunch of different clubs saying, "Hey,
by the way,
have it?"
Trav, Anheuser-Busch has now bought
Babe Wine.
Babe Wine.
Oh, I've seen that.
And and it comes in a can. And Ben's friend Josh is raking in all the money. He's the guy
I'm
going to
contribute it because the kids will want to give Babe.
That's
Babe
where all
wine.
The money is, man. Start a liquor, start a wine.
Well,
we talked to Sasha Vujicic yesterday, who's got Alexander wines. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His dad
his
is
wine's
the
good.
Vintner.
Yeah.
He's a winemaker.
Yeah, he's a winemaker in Paso Robles.
They own a vineyard. They own a wine
you
company.
You have to be like partial half scientist to do that, too.
Yeah, dad's making it.
All right.
Yeah.
George Clooney, who's
Clay? Clay's got a really good wine.
Clooney has the tequila. Deadpool, what's it? Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds
has a gin. He's got aviation gin.
Yeah, he's got
aviation. John, what does LeBron have? Doesn't LeBron have a tequila or something? Genie has a tequila.
Yeah, Genie has
Sincoro.
I don't know which one LeBron's is, but he has one too.
Of course, sponsor of the show. Cranston's got what's
Mezcal.
Up Fool. He's got What's Up Fool. He's got Mezcal. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why would the Sphere be bad for a sporting event?
It may take away from the sporting event. Do you think, John? Do you think it? I think it might pull away from the sporting event.
It would pull away from a UFC fight. I think for like a basketball game, it might.
Booked, by the way. September 14th is UFC is going to do an event there.
That's fair.
And by the way, we should mention Brian Cranston's mezcal is called Dos Hombres.
Dos Hombres.
We don't want to leave without giving them a pop.
Is having never been inside, is it big enough to do a basketball game? Yeah. You could have like 20,000 people there?
It holds 18,000 people.
Yeah. Okay, even with the court and everything else set up the way
it would
be?
Yeah, it would be like in hockey? Atlanta, where the Hawks used to play, was like this. All the seats would be on one side.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, so because the other side is the wall where all the videos run.
Have you got a chance to
go
through?
So it's like a movie theater setup. It just has 18,000 seats.
Have either of you gone through Intuit Dome yet?
No.
Because I saw that they got the All-Star game year after next.
Yep.
Right.
Right. They're going to get the All-Star game. And
then they're using the forum for like the celebrity game, I think.
Yeah, they're going to use the forum for the celebrity game, for the practice sessions, and for the rookie sophomore game.
I know that they always paint the colors of the home team, and they kind of trick it out. But if you're going to go inside the forum, you got to kind of throw it back to the. I know they
that
won't
is, that
because
would be
it's a Clipper
weird
thing.
To see Clipper colors in the forum.
That's what I mean. So it's got to be yellow, right? Like that was one of the most fun parts.
Maybe they should pass
now,
a law.
Now, winning time was seeing the old forum painted up.
I've gotten 3 texts from guys I golf with saying, I would love to play with Travis. How do I get in?
See?
It's not you, Travis.
Well, that makes 3. Well, it was for...
Now, will you choose somebody else? Like,
it's not up to me.
Next one on the list? Or?
I'm assuming
there
we
are rules
down.
For these contests.
Right, there are serious rules.
But I
rules.
Would think that one of the rules would be the guy who wins has to want it. You know, that seems like a pretty self-explanatory rule.
Now, did he call in or you called him?
I don't know who called... He was pre-registered because he was caller number 7
right,
some point last week. Yeah. That I guess somebody had reached out to him shortly before we put him on the air and said, and he's like, hey, listen, I just had COVID. I missed a ton of work. I can't miss work on Monday. And then we put him on.
We put him on anyways. Yeah.
Well,
we just
can't
let him,
miss, I mean, I know him. That I feeling.
Know.
I know that feeling.
You
can't
do not
work.
Know that
I know
feeling.
That feeling. Cannot miss work.
Slee missed a day, and now he's muscling through from his remote location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just came down from something, and I didn't miss any days.
Okay, Vase, what do you have?
Something in my chest. I don't know what.
Okay.
I'm just
so it wasn't like a regular cold flu or anything like that?
No. Supposedly there's a cough going around that lasts 6 weeks.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, my God.
So you got that to look forward
to. That's all we
need. I think
that's
called emphysema. I don't think that's a cough.
COPD.
I don't feel like you do it anymore, Mace, but there was a time that a lot of your meals was in bed.
That is correct.
And now that I feel like you're... Look, you've dropped a lot of weight.
Yep.
Your gear looks like you're trying to you're dressing to impress.
Yes.
I don't feel like the new you has ribs in the plate. You know, I don't
you
feel like
correct.
You have a rack of ribs in bed.
We are now
anymore.
In our second year of not eating
okay.
in bed.
Can I just throw this out there?
Remarkable turn of events.
Thank
Mace,
you.
Can
you
I just
sit at a table to eat
sit
your meals?
At the table and
wow.
eat now.
Mace, can I just throw this out there?
Yes.
Because I went through a couple of days where it's a lot of time in bed.
You probably ate in bed, right?
All I'm saying
when you're
is,
sick, it's okay.
Listen, all I'm saying is just, you know, one of these days, get a meal back in there. Get back into the old Mace for a quick second. It's not bad. It's
not
very
happening.
Comfortable.
It's over. I am evolving, man. I'm not the same person I was. I told somebody this week, I told Momo, I think, last week, that I am now a person that eats to live and doesn't live to eat. That there's been such
a transition.
There's been such a significant transition in my life. I don't like normal, a year ago, if you said donuts, I'd be slobbering like a dog, right? Now I think...
Takes a while to turn the corner on that.
Because
I'm white-knuckling 2024 on good food decisions.
Are you?
So far, so good. But
no mistakes?
No major ones.
We had a mistake good. Last week.
No major
last
ones.
Last week, we went all
but
in, so you and I, Trav.
This is, he doesn't get it. He doesn't know the thing that we... people that really overdo it
correct.
Struggle with. He had a piece of pizza and half a sandwich and thought he had a meltdown.
Oh, come on.
That's
Slee.
A good day for me.
Seriously.
That is a win.
That's a win.
That is a win
it was
of
the
day for
yes.
me. Yeah, no. I'm like trying to
good for
had,
you, man.
No fast food in 2 weeks.
No fast food.
None.
I haven't had Grubhub in 2 years.
Yeah,
a year
I,
and a half.
I try to
you used to order Reese's through Grubhub.
I used to order Reese's peanut
he,
butter.
He got
cups.
So bad once that I Mason goes You gotta change my Grubhub password.
Yes.
He goes, I order it every night. And I go, well, if I change it, I'll just, what am I going to do when you ask me what it is? And you say, I don't know what. And we made him guess for
yeah,
a month.
I guessed. It was something that I was supposed to know. I forget. What was it?
I think it had something to do. I think it was Chinatown.
Chinatown.
And you never figured it out until like we gave you 10. Like it, I think it took
I guessed every day, right?
Right. Yeah, he guessed every day for a month and then finally figured it out.
So he said something a second ago, John, that he kind of slid in there. He said it's okay to eat in bed if you're sick. It's never okay to eat in bed.
I don't eat out in bed under any
conditions. Even if you're sick.
Good.
No.
You don't ever slurp up some matzo ball soup. In the
Not in the bed.
I will go I will go to the kitchen and tough it out and then get back in the bed.
Thank
something
you for
simple
being a part
like
of civilization.
Some Indian food and just have it in
bed.
Slee, something light.
Best thing I had that helped me when I had my chest thing was hot and sour soup. From a Chinese,
is there ever a bad time?
No, it's delicious. Yeah. But it's also the heat of it, both spice and the heat. Help
I'm going to set up my pillows in bed and make sure I just
good for
in.
You, Slee.
I'm ordering a pregnancy pillow. That was the takeaway from today's show.
Interesting.
Jorge has one. He said he took a nap with one the other day. Game changer.
What is this one you hug?
It's the hug, and it goes between your legs at the same time. It's just to kind of snuggle in. Now I'm all about snuggling in.
What's Susan for then?
She's all the way on the other side. Super Crosstalk
different
is
area
brought
code.
To you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
118 to the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday, day you wait for, Mace.
Here we go.
Mason in Ireland is on the air.
This is just great.
I'm just saying you don't punt on fourth down when you know you're not getting the ball back.
I think even he says that now.
He's got no guts. Not Dan Campbell guts. Meanwhile, we got a lot of fun in frivolity.
Yes.
Like making fun of that last giveaway we tried to do at 12:52 p.m.
Yep.
In the Southland.
What was that about?
Now,
I listened to it.
Will somebody else win the right
to
do that?
Now all the like... GKB takes contesting very seriously.
Well, you heard what happened on Friday with the fifth row Fridays.
No.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
No, I don't think I've heard about this.
We told you yesterday.
Yeah, we
John.
Told you yesterday. The fifth
he doesn't
row,
listen when you guys
the
talk.
The fifth row Fridays. Apparently, I cued it by saying if you can answer all five questions, you win. Some guy. A lawyer called up and said, "You didn't say answer them correctly, so I'm just going to give puppies
I believe
as
in the
answer
rules,
for everyone."
In the contest rules,
I said,
"Which you can find at ESPNLA.com.
Visit the contest rules."
Yeah, this guy's a jerk. Answer these five questions. Everybody that's normal assumes that
you got to get him right. Yeah. Exactly.
Can we call him back and have him on the air? I want to ask what he would do on 4th and 14. Meanwhile, Mason and Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon, right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mace.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Got bad news, Morales.
What is it?
Bad start news. Out with bad news.
Why?
Start out with bad news.
You're not retiring, are you?
No.
Oh,
not yet.
Okay.
No.
You're pulling a Nick Saban on us?
No. Here's the. I had a long conversation with one Juan today.
Okay. I swear to God, if this is what I think it is, I'm going to throw a chair.
He says there is absolutely no way that I am allowed to invite other people into our hot tub.
Really?
He says absolutely not. No, nobody but me and him have ever been in the jacuzzi.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Hey, when you're in Vegas, do you mind
Why'd
if I
you
have
ask him?
Morales and Cappy?" Well, because he's going to find out. There's social media and all that kind of stuff. He's going to find out. So I thought I'd pre-clear.
Well, it's better,
it.
At least my rules.
Yeah. People,
it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
But Chris, people always find out. I remember when I was in college, we used to make spontaneous Vegas runs a lot, like 3-4 times a year. So we're at a fraternity party. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And somebody looks at me and goes, "You know, Vegas is open." And I went, "I don't have my car. My car's in the shop." He goes, "I don't have my car either. But my roommate's out of town. And his car is here."
Mm.
And I go, "Is there any way he'll know?" And he goes, "No way." He goes, so we take the car. We go to Vegas. We get back. He takes it to a car wash, cleans it perfectly. 5 minutes after his roommate comes back on Monday, he walks back into the apartment and goes, "Where'd you go with my car?"
Mm.
And he goes, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "I know you took my car. Tell me the truth." He goes, "Oh, I took it to get washed because it was really dirty, but that's all I did." He goes, "There are 700 miles on it that weren't on it before."
Yeah,
the guy, like,
yeah,
was
he
like,
knew the mileage.
Yeah, you always get, Chris, you always, of every way you can think of that you could be caught. Like, if you went into the jacuzzi.
Oh, no, I would leave something for him to find.
Oh, he would find out. Oh, I would, with social media, he would know.
I would also leave a note, like, somewhere that he would find eventually.
He would kill me. He would absolutely kill me.
What if we just what if Cappy and I just use the hot tub and you just watch?
I think again, it's a deal breaker. There's no way. By the way, you say ask for I would never get forgiveness. It's easier
it
to ask for forgiveness.
Over you
Yo,
forever.
It would be like, oh yeah, like that time you
right,
not happen.
I think it's worth it for the bit.
Yeah, I said it's just a bit, and he said absolutely not. I don't care about your bits. I'm like, who are you to not care about bits? We live on these things, so it's not happening. Sorry.
Chris, I have a jacuzzi. You're coming anytime.
Yeah, but there's
you have a out of ground, like.
No, it's in ground, but it's outdoors.
In-ground. See, mine's out of ground, and it's a two-person jacuzzi. The only two people have ever
Mine
been in
Mine seats eight, Chris. Bring your friends.
There you go. See, go to.
Kathy has friends for that. Yeah.
Go to Ireland.
Another story on how you can always get caught. Yeah. I remember one time my parents were out of town for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in high school, and I had a party. And I cleaned up everything. There was no way I was getting caught.
Right.
I cleaned up everything. And so Monday morning rolls around. My dad wakes me up. He goes, "How was the party?" And I'm going, okay, one of the neighbors ratted me out. And I said, "It was fine. Just had a few people over." He goes, "John, there's a pair of underwear in the pool." And I looked and I go, "Oh, that's my friend Mike." I go, "That's Mike. He was just screwing around." He goes, "That's your story?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "They are girls' underwear." I go, "That's my story, and I'm sticking to it."
So when I was 16,
let me tell you what's going to happen now. By
oh,
the way.
Okay, yeah, fine.
You're just going to.
What is going to happen?
Cappy has a wet crew.
He's what?
A nighttime wet crew, like the Navy SEALs.
Oh,
we
really?
We are going to leave my
SEAL team. SEAL team, Cappy.
We are going to get
up the wall, and they'll be in your jacuzzi,
yeah.
And they'll text,
and they'll
you
have
from
the initial CMM on them. The underwear will be found by Juan.
Oh, God.
In the filter.
Brutal. Brutal. Yeah, not how.
And the guest room pillows will be sprayed with my cologne. So now and now Juan wouldn't know that smell, but you might.
I probably would. I can smell your cologne from here.
God. This is very disappointing. This is a bit of a blow today.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, it's a weird day. First, this guy turns down Riviera. This listener who wins our golf with Travis, and he says, "Sorry, Trav, I'm out." And now you're kicking Morales out of the jacuzzi, and he's never even been in it.
Never been there.
You didn't even give him a chance to screw up.
Sorry, man.
What if we do a bit where we come to the house, and we're like just sitting and looking at the jacuzzi, but we don't get in it, and that's the bit?
Or dangle a foot.
Yeah, dangle something for us.
No.
Dangle.
No.
No dangle?
By the way,
dongle.
I think this is completely over. Like, over. Like, I can't believe the reaction I got. Over. It's just not happening.
Chris, I got an idea. The next time Mason and Juan go on vacation.
Oh, sure.
We invade.
Climb the fence.
That's when you send in the wet team.
Yeah, climb the fence and go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you started a war.
We'll Mace. Send him a video.
I started a war.
And frankly, it's a war you and Juan cannot win.
There is a 9-foot fence between you and my jacuzzi.
You don't think Cappy can climb?
Coyote rollers.
Coyote rollers, right? There are coyote rollers. So when you reach up there, it's just like a big rolling. I don't think you can get in with the coyote rollers.
If you ever have a party at your house, we will jump in the jacuzzi. We will strip down in front of everybody and get in.
When is your next party?
We are going to.
Here we go.
It's been 4 years. Try to do a Christmas party this year. Try.
So in 11 months?
11 months.
We're ready.
Counting down.
It might be sooner than our Christmas party.
Oh, right. What's weird is the station Christmas party is like on February the 11th.
Really?
22nd, I think.
Nothing says Merry Christmas like February.
Really?
Yeah.
God, if it were any other night.
Yeah. Yeah. No, why is the Christmas party in February?
I don't know. I really don't have an answer.
I bought my Secret Santa gift. I've had it for, I don't know, 2 months now. Who's your Secret Santa person?
Tommy.
I've got Nick. Nick Riley.
Wait,
just putting out, you're no longer secret.
Yeah. It's not secret anymore, I guess,
No.
Huh?
Oh, it's not Tommy.
Well, wait a minute. He's going to know when he opens it anyway.
Yeah, but the whole point of Secret Santa is to find out the day of.
Cut it out of the podcast. The spirit of it.
Well, I don't think you have to cut that out of the podcast.
Yeah.
Cut the guy turning Travis down. Yeah, maybe.
Cut that out of the
podcast. So you guys did an amazing job yesterday at Ralph's in the city of Redondo Beach. Kudos to you both. Was an incredible remote. Kudos to our great fans that showed up.
Chris, I was trying to think about this. Have we ever done a double remote like we did yesterday?
I don't think so, but it may have happened at some point one day.
I can't remember ever that happening.
Might have happened in like the Dave Denholm, Brian Wong days.
Oh, those days.
But I don't know.
A while back. We want to thank everybody who came out there. By the way, Craig Gillum brought the Kobe Hellcat 24.
Yeah, I've been sending that to people at the Lakers saying, hey, find a role for this car.
This thing is amazing. I also want to thank Isabel, who came up yesterday. She'd never met us before, and she brought me mango peach pies. She says they're Filipino. Oh. We had them for dessert last night.
Bergman, did you by chance grab the teeth whitener stuff that guy gave us?
I forgot to grab mine.
You got two? Yeah.
Can I have
one? No, I only got one. Did the other one just leave there?
I'll give it to you.
Is it exotic? I was going to keep that for myself.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
If you're not going to use it, give it to me. If you are going to use it,
you plug it in and it lights up and it brightens your teeth.
Is it like his company?
Yeah.
I think so. He worked there, I think.
Worked there, I think, yeah.
Well, I want to know. I'll buy.
There's a guy, Coconut Michael.
Yeah, he was very nice.
He was there, Abdul. And he was wearing the exact same sweater that me and Cappy wore at Yamava last time. From my designer.
Did we not get a picture of that?
You know what? We didn't get a picture of that.
What's going on?
Coconut Michael?
There are so many pictures from yesterday. So.
Wait, Coconut Michael? You don't have a picture of? Yeah, you do.
No, I didn't get a picture. Wearing the sweater.
I saw one.
Yeah,
there is one.
He might have posted it himself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I did see it in the Mafia.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous sweater.
Yeah.
No. It's better. It looks better on him than you.
People love that sweater.
How did the bagging bit do? I saw the video.
Oh, it was great.
I lost.
But you can still see it at ESPN Los Angeles. So you're not that great of a bagger after all.
You know, I was.
I will say this: Mason was a little sick.
I was really under the weather.
Uh-huh. Don't give him any credit. Yeah. You were just better. Like you had the whole thing. You actually like stacked it the correct way. Yes. He was just throwing stuff in a bag.
But what I realized is, isn't everybody a bagger now? Because I bag my own groceries at Ralph's.
I do too. I like to. I'm like.
I don't like to.
Oh, don't you?
No.
You think that should be done for you?
No, I just don't really enjoy it. So I'm more than happy to you know have people keep their jobs.
Yeah.
So. And I go to a Smart and Final where they like, even though there's checkers, they'll be like, no, come over here. And then she uses self-checkout. This woman did this over the holidays to check out for me at self-checkout. And I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do, but I'm not checking out. That's why I waited in line. I wanted somebody to check out.
Oh, you needed a checker.
I need a checker.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a checker.
Why are you so stuck on your... I mean, off the air, I don't know what you've said on the air about McVay. What did you say on the air about McVay?
That he didn't have the guts that Dan Campbell did in the fourth quarter.
Well,
I think if we gave him a do-over, he would not have punted.
He said if he had a do-over, he wouldn't punt.
Well, that's good to know. Unfortunately, in football and in the playoffs, you don't have a do-over. But maybe next time. Oh, gee, can we get a do-over?
But Chris, think about this. There are 9 teams now looking for coaches. We're lucky we have McVay.
Yeah, we've got one of the best.
We got a guy who's good. I mean, the Chargers...
They're going to do it. I think they're going to do it.
You think they're going to hire
Harbaugh? I think they're going to hire Harbaugh. I do. I think they're going
to
do it.
Well, you know, you realize that if that happens, Dean Spanos has to pay him.
Right. And he's still paying Brandon Staley.
Right. That's the fly in your ointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems a little tough.
What's your gut say? He's going to hire him or not hire him?
It's such a no-brainer. If he doesn't hire Jim Harbaugh or Pete Carroll, it just makes no friggin' sense.
Yeah, yeah. Bergman, you think they're going to do it?
Yes.
You do think they're going to get Harbaugh?
No.
What? So, in other words, you didn't hear the question,
well,
and then you just said yes. We were
talking about some reads.
Brian,
and
you're the only
around.
Charger fan
and
here.
No, I don't think so.
Do you think they're going to hire? They interviewed me yesterday. You think they're going to hire Harbaugh?
I don't have faith that they're going to hire him. I want them to, but I honestly don't have faith that they will.
You know, it really does.
When was the last time the Chargers did the right thing? Probably when they drafted Justin Herbert.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it does put them on the map. They become much more credible in this town if they have Jim Harbaugh as head
coach. They should have been on the map for the last three, 4 years.
Well, yeah, man, when you said that, you said much more credible. I don't think they have any credibility now.
More credible. Wait a minute. All your friends at the Chargers. When I say that, all the people at the Chargers hate me. And when you say it, it's okay.
No. What you say about the Chargers is I hate them and they're terrible and they're awful. I think the Chargers have a good quarterback, and I didn't hate Brandon Staley. I know everybody else did.
Oh, he's terrible.
But I think Austin Eckler's great. I think their receivers are great. I think their defense is good. I don't know why they don't win more. But I've never had the confidence that they're going to hire.
Somebody's vibrating.
Yeah, it's me. Oh. That they're going to hire a coach that they have to pay.
Right.
They've just never done that.
Hey, there's other coaching news out there. Have you heard about this?
No, what?
It involves the island of Antigua.
All right, let's go. I'm not like that guy turning down Travis. I'll go.
We'll do
Give
that.
Me a free trip.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
25 minutes in front of 2 o'clock on
so
a live imagery Tuesday.
2024, we're still doing this.
Let me tell you something, sucker. Since I don't get in that hot tub and press the flesh with you and Cappy,
I do not want my flesh pressed in a hot tub.
Where only a thin amount of chlorinated water separates you-know-what from you-know-what.
Mm.
That means it's Yacht Rock forever. Until the day I die and I'm no longer at this radio station.
You just told me you thought you might go any minute.
Well, it could.
If you can tell me who sings this song, the next break we will not play Yacht Rock. Who is this?
Dance with me.
Time's up. You got it wrong.
I'll give you a hint. Da, 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 da. It's one word.
Okay.
And it is
Ambrosia.
It is a team in the NFL.
The Raiders.
A team in the NFL that didn't get a PI call that should have, that let the Rams win the Super Bowl.
The name of this band is
The Saints?
Orleans.
Orleans. Okay.
Right, Chris? Do I have that right?
Yeah, correct.
Not a one-hit wonder.
Oh, Puka got pulled on the jersey. That's not what
he did. He got pulled.
He did get pulled.
Yeah, and they
on
also
the
made there was a lot of things that led up to
of
that.
Of course there were, but he did get pulled. By the way, not a one-hit wonder. Did you know this band has another hit?
Still the one.
Still the one, exactly. Yeah. It was like the big ABC theme song for a while. There's still the one. So not a one-hit wonder like many of the acts we
should
play
do
on.
That for Mason and Ireland as the 20th anniversary approaches. Still the one.
Still the one.
Mason and Ireland.
Yeah.
So we have some we have some pickleball madness news.
Okay.
So
March 23rd. Right?
Mason's birthday. Okay. First off, I have ordered the Funny Games Department that I want the world's biggest birthday card with your face on it.
Oh, that's
and everybody
very
gets
nice.
To sign on it.
Why don't we instead focus on the 20 years. It'll
Why
also
you
be
not
the 20
worry
years.
About events Why and let me worry about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I won't
and
worry.
The,
just
by
take
the way,
it away.
If you didn't do it, he would have done it.
Oh, yeah, so, no. Yeah. I would make a big card for myself.
So
for
maybe you want, you don't, so you, for once, don't want it to be about you.
I want it to be about
the 20th anniversary Mason and Ireland card.
Yeah.
Chris, when the last time Mason had a birthday, Lisa, my wife's birthday is on the 19th.
Oh,
Mason's
it is?
On the 23rd, and Amanda Brown was on the 25th.
Such a mischaracterization.
No, you tell me.
Oh, you mean your party.
I want you to interrupt me when I say something that's untrue.
Okay.
Okay? So, big party at Mason's house, which he sold as kind of a triple birthday party.
Right, right, right.
Untrue. What? It was never sold as a triple birthday. It was my birthday party.
Right.
I said, oh, yeah, we'll recognize Lisa and I think it was Amanda.
Yep.
Right? We'd recognize them, but I'm not going to stick them on a cake.
How were they recognized?
I said, happy birthday, Lisa. Happy birthday, Amanda.
I don't think you did. I think you walked out with a giant cake
it
with your
face
on it.
It was a giant cake. It said, happy birthday to me, by
the way. Yes, it was awesome.
I just started working here at that time. You absolutely said it was a three-person
you
party.
You always gang up on me.
I
you
do
guys
not.
Always. Thank 100%
God. 100% it was a three-person
You three,
person
and then
party.
Thank God for producer Brian, who doesn't join the club and gang up on me.
He wasn't here, otherwise he would.
If it was true, I don't know. Yeah.
So Pickleball Madness Tournament in the city of Found Valley, Saturday, March 23rd, Mace's birthday, the 20th anniversary of Mace and Ironwood at ESPN Los Angeles. And here's what we're thinking of doing. Now, Ireland is exempt from this because he's bringing a partner that we've waited for her to be part of our event, the great Lisa Ireland. So they will be one team.
Mm-hmm.
But for the other hosts, Mason, Cappy, Shan, Trav, Slee, what if, for charity, we auction off the chance to play as your teammate?
Oh, I think that's great.
I kind of like it, except none of the people that you would be auctioning off are great pickleball players.
But
yeah, but
true.
It's still, it's an opportunity to be out there. It's tough to get a spot in the tournament, right?
Well, and also you get to then come early. You guys practice together.
So
it's
like a
meet and greet. It's you and that person that wins.
We hang out and then we lose together.
And then afterwards, all the talent, all the hosts, all of us will play each other.
Is this pickleball tournament at Miles Square Park?
Yes.
You know, they have not one, but two championship golf courses, the Players Course and the Classic Course.
Wow.
Perhaps we could work that into the event.
Of course.
Why you not? You should.
So what do you think?
I tank the first pickleball match. You and I are on the first tee by 10 a.m.
I like that. We'll do an auction live on the air. So I'll be the auction.
Do we have a charity picked out?
No, we're working on that.
Okay,
good. But first, I'm trying to measure your level of engagement.
100%. If it involves getting together with listeners, I'm in.
I can't wait to auction Mace. Give him a 7, give him a 5, to 5, to 7, to 5, to 5, to 5, give him a 3, 3, 3, 5.
That's what it's getting. You're a very good auctioneer. Very good auctioneer.
I've auctioned many a cattle.
Oh, have you?
No, but I think I'd be good at it.
That's a funny idea.
That's what Chris was calling the girls, but not themselves.
Come on!
No!
Can I just say that? That's terrible.
Damn.
Oh, John. Damn. How dare you?
That's rough.
That is rough.
So, you know, of among the head coaching jobs that's open is Atlanta.
Okay. By the way, I'm glad you brought up this coaching thing.
Yeah.
And I want to get to the Lakers this hour, too.
Oh, yeah, we definitely
will. A lot of stuff happened last night. We've been doing this a long time, you and I. Nick Sirianni was in the Super Bowl 11 months ago.
Right.
And now people are calling for his head. Mike McCarthy's gone 12-4, 12-4, 12-4, gone out in the first round each time. Looks like he's getting fired. When did coaching at the professional level become win now or you're out? Remember when we grew up, the coach of the Cowboys was Tom Landry
every
year. The coach of the Redskins was George Allen, then Joe Gibbs.
Yep.
Bud Grant was the coach of the Vikings.
For 100 years.
We had Chuck Knox.
Buffalo? Marv Levy. Forever.
And you know, if they had a bad year, they just circled the wagons and redid it. When did it become, if you don't succeed at the highest level, you're out? Is that a new thing, or is it always been that way and I just didn't notice?
Well, you mentioned the coaches that were there for a long time. There were a lot of other coaches. I don't know how long any of them lasted. But I think in this age, when there is so much opportunity for people to be critical, whether it's sports radio, whether it's Twitter, whether it's all social media, all that stuff. Once that happened, I think the fans tend to rush towards let's fire the coach. And apparently in Philly, I watched Sal Palantonio today.
He says they're coming with major changes.
He says that it's all different.
It's going to be Sirianni or it's going to be his staff and maybe both.
Yes.
So, John, do you want both of them to keep their jobs?
I would not.
Mike McCarthy is done.
He's done. You have to win the playoffs. Well, no matter what, you have to win.
The equivalent of this is, think about this. Nick Sirianni was in the Super Bowl a year ago. Sean McVay a year ago won 5 games.
Right.
Nobody was calling for Sean McVay's head.
There was a ton of injuries. Cooper Kupp was out. Matthew Stafford's out. There's a whole bunch of guys that were just not playing. Aaron Donald stopped playing.
Jalen Hurts had his hands so wrapped up he couldn't even throw.
Right. But also, did you see what that offense looked like? I think that's the most of the part. They were 10-1 and were looking kind of unstoppable, and they changed the entire offense. By the way,
they also changed the entire defense. Yeah, they changed defensive coordinators, too.
In the middle of the season, and there's screenshots all over the place. Everybody, all of the receivers for Philadelphia, their backs turned. Hurts is standing there in a pocket with nobody to throw to. They weren't beating guys one-on-one. I think it was A.J. Brown was saying, like, the plays are just not developing fast enough. It's the offense. So if it's not near Nick Sirianni, it's the offensive coordinator.
Okay, Dallas hasn't lost a home game until last weekend in 2 years. The last time they lost was week 1 of last season at home. They're 12-4. And it almost seems like McCarthy a foregone conclusion that McCarthy's out.
You can't go
like,
one and done.
They're not even talking about the possibility of him being around.
If the Lakers went one and done 3 years in a row, would the coach stay?
Well, they did.
When?
They went 6 years without making the playoffs.
But they had multiple coaches during that period.
Right. I'll use Lakers as an example.
Cowboys are the Lakers of the NFL.
Frank Vogel wins the 2020 NBA title.
That was a poor firing. Two years later,
he's out?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me that there is so much pressure on these professional coaches in every sport that I'm wondering, you know, what's next? A guy has a bad series. Dave Roberts loses three games to a bad Cincinnati Reds team, and we fire him?
But here's the thing.
Mike Budenholzer.
Again.
Fired.
Right. A year after he won the title.
Right.
Selectively, you can choose the guys that have been there a long time, the guys that not. I mean, I remember when Marty Schottenheimer got fired after going, I think,
14-2
fired. So, yeah, there's precedent for this. You must have postseason success. And you absolutely must.
And you said it yesterday, John. The only thing that could get Mike McCarthy fired is if they got blown out.
Right.
And they got blown out.
Yep. And I guess you could say the same thing about Sirianni. Don't remember it always being like this.
Was it crazy that every game was a blowout except for the Rams-Lions? Every game.
That was the only good game. Yeah, everything else was a blowout.
And how about this? Think about the NFC, okay? So what do we got left? We've got Tampa Bay
versus the Lions in Ford
Detroit,
Field.
Detroit.
Yep.
San Francisco and Green Bay.
Yep.
Which means, you know, we beat this drum as much as anybody, sports radio, that if you don't have a Pro Bowl level quarterback, you're not winning the Super Bowl. Well, Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love.
Right.
And who am I leaving out?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff are all, one of those four is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And none of them are all pro.
Right.
So maybe we've overstated how important it is to have an all pro quarterback. Maybe you just have to have a well-rounded team. You know?
Yeah. Although you look at, for example, the AFC, you got Pat Mahomes versus Josh Allen.
Right.
What's the other matchup?
So Brock Purdy's going to the Pro Bowl, by the way.
Well, he's not all pro, though.
All pro is different from going. Everybody goes to the Pro Bowl.
I think you said Pro Bowl. Sorry. I heard
Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is like the seventh choice goes.
Right. Like, right. What's weird is Amon Ross St. Brown is an all pro, but didn't make the Pro Bowl, which is like stupid.
That makes no sense.
That's stupid. All right. So I was Antigua. Do it next?
Yeah.
I just teased it. Okay,
fine. So tease it for the next one.
Wheel of Questions plus Antigua. Hey, life's a journey with highs and lows. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let us be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow. Hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Oh, 11 Envy. Minutes in front of 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday. Little Seals and Crofts on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Everything's about that diamond, girl. When you find them, it's like a diamond. That's what they were singing about. You know what I mean, Jack?
Yes, I do, Jack.
So people can send me this video, Chris,
of me
from the Laker game last night.
Was I wasn't there.
Was this you that
rolled up on LeBron?
I was at Yamava, but if I wasn't at Yamava and you closed one eye and you looked and you had seen workout videos of Cappy and I,
I'm looking at it now.
It's a similar apparel, the beanie. Because I wear the beanie with Cappy in the morning.
Okay. It's such an outrageous thing that happened.
That he just walked up and was
public service. Here, if you walk up to a player on an NBA bench and just start asking questions, and this guy put his hand on LeBron's shoulders like, hey, man, let me ask you a question.
LeBron's like, get there.
LeBron was nice. He could have been.
He was. He could have been. Yeah.
You are getting thrown out and probably thrown in jail. Stop it.
Do you think that guy went to jail?
I do. Well, I think he got thrown out of the building. I don't know if they pressed charges on him, but
yeah,
it's very ill-advised. They will remove you by any means necessary.
Absolutely. I mean,
but isn't it a little alarming you got that close?
Well, if he's sitting down there. If you look at crypto and most NBA arenas, the seats right next to the players are for sale.
See, to me, it looked like he walked up. Is that not the case?
I think he was in one of the seats to the right, and he said, well, LeBron's right there. I'm going to go ask him.
Yeah, go pat him on the back.
Right.
Nice game so far, LeBron.
He wanted to know how fast he can get out of the building.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to know if LeBron would punt on fourth down
with the season
on the line and you're never going to get the ball back. And a high school coach would know you're not getting the ball back.
Oh, my God.
He's not wrong.
No, it was a big mistake. That's okay. You're allowed to say big mistake.
Dan Campbell ate him alive in those final two.
Well, I mean,
Campbell didn't do anything.
They had terrible second half.
That last possession, they made sure to get the first down.
They scored a field goal in the second half.
He had the bull balls to make sure they got a first down. And thank God the Rams are outside. I don't have to eat bull balls. Remember, that was going to be the bet.
What?
Cappy and DeMarco bet that if the Rams made it to the Super Bowl, I had to eat bull testicles on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you missed that?
Oh, God, no.
You're a lucky man.
Go Rams. If I knew that.
Weren't you supposed to tell Brian to play the wheel or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you derailed me with the LeBron thing. Anyway, time for Wheel of Questions. Producer Brian Cohen, spin that wheel.
I saw my wheel today and... Okay. What is your greatest personal... win. Your greatest personal win.
Probably for me that I ended up with the Laker radio job. Mm-hmm. I used to put my head on a pillow and put a transistor radio, look it up, kids, under a pillow so my mom couldn't hear it, but I could hear Chick.
Right.
And now I have his job. So
that's amazing.
I think that the odds of that happening... And by the way, the odds of two guys from the same high school getting play-by-play
doing the play-by-play TV and radio,
insane.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Bill McDonald went to the same high school I did 4 years earlier than me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably mine. Greg, what's yours?
I mean, does kids count? Like Riley is my...
Anything counts.
Anything counts.
So then Riley is my biggest win by far. That she's the most important thing in my life. She's the most important thing in the world to me. So
and you paid for it.
Yeah.
I am still paying for it and going through. Cappy understands what I'm going through right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Brian, how about you?
I'd probably say graduating college. Yeah, both my parents went to college. None of my sisters really went to college. So I was really the only one in my family.
Good for you. Nice. You should be proud of that.
Pride and I'm still paying for that State. Too.
Chris, what is this for you? You've had an interesting career. Is it career related or is it personal?
I can't say being friends with George Sinan. No.
You could. Can.
So.
If that really is your greatest personal win.
The greatest personal win that probably changed my career the most was when a lot of people, this was way back when, it's Fox Sports Radio, a new boss named Andrew Ashwood, and we've talked about him a lot on the air.
The great late Andrew Ashwood, great guy.
People were not excited about this, including the people I was on the show with. And that show, like getting to the Tony Bruno show, was the big deal at that place. As you guys know, that place was built for Tony.
Yep.
And then I wrote him an email and said, hey, really looking forward to you being here. And Andrew, as bigger than life, came into the studio his first day visiting, and he had become the new boss. And everybody's like nervous, whatever. And at the end, he said, hey, bud, thanks for the email. It meant a lot. And by the way, a huge fan of your father's. And from
he knew your dad.
Nice.
He listened to him. You know, back in the day, they used to send the air checks out to the smaller markets.
Yep.
So, and you would get all the top market, DJ, all that stuff.
Sure.
And from that bond was built, and that changed my career forever. So taking the guts, not being gutless.
The guts.
But yeah, I think that if I don't send that email, am I just...
Mace, I have a thought. Is what yours is, but I won't say it until you say it.
Okay.
What is your biggest personal
win? You're not going to get it.
Okay.
So I'm going to not include Juan in 18 years. It's a great personal win.
Even though he won't let people in the hot tub.
Well,
yes, that's why.
Yes.
Juan runs interference for him.
So I took two quick breaks from radio. One was a midlife crisis right about when I was 40. The other one...
I might have one of those the Monday that Trav plays at Riviera.
There you go.
Just letting you know.
Just to get the day off. Yeah. So the other one was when I was about 22 years old. And I decided I'm going to quit radio. I'd been on the radio for a long time.
Right.
But I decided I would quit radio, go work in movie production. So I come out to L.A. And the moment I get to L.A., I'm like, I really miss radio. I was working. I was doing stuff. I was PAing and all that stuff. But... I wanted to get back in radio, so I was listening to the Rick Dees show.
Hey,
Dees.
Hey, Steve and John, you guys are underwear models, but don't use my bathroom.
I took a box of donuts, and I put my air check tape in it, and I left it for Rick Dees at the front door of Kiss FM.
Really? 3400 West Riverside Drive.
Exactly.
Did you get a response?
Never got a response, but it's amazing that I wound up where I wound up,
later we worked in that building.
Yeah, that I was a guy with an air check tape and a box of donuts.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So is that a win?
That's a win. Huge win. Look where I am.
I thought...
Yeah, Rick's not on the air anymore.
No.
I thought, because you had spent so much time agonizing over it, I thought you were going to say successfully coming out was probably your biggest personal win.
Yeah, it's true. That was a big one.
Because you were nervous about it. I think you were expecting the worst.
It's been eight years now.
And not only did you not get the worst, people were incredibly nice
about
it.
The opposite. Laura, did you get to answer? Greatest personal win?
For me, probably losing 300 pounds.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Of course.
I don't think any of us are topping that.
No, yeah. that is an amazing.
I want more.
And by the way, Laura, I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable. It shouldn't, because it's a compliment. But I'm incredibly proud of you for doing that, and the fact that you're willing to talk to others who are fighting a weight battle. You speak so earnestly and honest about it, and I think it helps other people. And I hope you keep doing that.
Oh, thank you, John.
Like every time somebody calls, we've had weight related topics on the show, and I never know if it's okay to mention that Laura used to be big.
Sure.
And then she'll mention it.
Right.
And she'll say, it's not the easiest thing in the world to make the decision to change your life and to change your habits and everything else. And I think by sharing that, Laura, you've made other people, you inspire other people.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Good for you.
All the personal stuff that we do, like Laura, all the personal stuff. You talk about Jack,
special needs child.
Kid.
And you, like I saw last week, I don't know if you saw it, when I was on the Laker trip, somebody wrote a really heartfelt message on Twitter about how they were struggling with their mental health. And until you read this, who are you doing the ads for?
LA County Department of Mental Health.
Until you kind of took the stigma off it by saying, hey, I'm changing my meds all the time. I've been battling my mental health the whole time. Then it gave this guy the courage to call somebody, and now he's kind of on the road to dealing with it.
Yes.
Which I think is good.
Yeah, it is good. It is. I love that partnership with the LA County Department of Mental Health. I really, really enjoy working with them. Okay, let's do this thing I teased, and then we'll get some Lakers, okay? So here's how you want to be courted if you're a head coaching candidate. Yesterday, Bill Belichick was flown on a private jet to the island of Antigua by Arthur Blank on one of his jets. And they decided they were going to interview him for the job. They did it on Arthur Blank's $180 million Ocean Coast super yacht named Dreamboat. Now, how do you turn that down? Private jet, island of Antigua, super yacht I'm being interviewed on. I think he's taking the job. I think that was a great presentation right there.
Okay. Don't disagree with anything you said, but is that the best fit for Belichick? And here's what I mean.
Okay.
I think they'll let him be the coach and the GM.
Yes.
And even if Bill says he doesn't want to do it, it'll be one of those things where he's completely in charge anyway. Like I think the Miami Heat actually have a GM, but no one knows who it is.
Right.
Because Pat Riley makes all the decisions.
Yeah, a little bit like Greg Popovich.
Right. Same thing. And they don't have a quarterback. So aren't you putting Bill back into the exact... They don't have a great roster and they don't have a great quarterback. So aren't you putting Bill back in the exact same situation he was in New England, where he has failed for 3 years? I think if he goes to take, let's say, I'll just use this as an example, the Charger job.
Sure, you get a quarterback in the
You draft. Get a quarterback. Bill's a great defensive mind. That, to me, is a better fit. I understand why Atlanta wants Bill. It gives him credibility. Why would Bill want Atlanta?
You know, Vegas has him as the favorite to get that
job. Right, but why would he want it?
It's a good question.
He might be getting the offer. By the way, do you know where Arthur Blank makes his money?
Yeah, it's from Home Depot.
He created Home Depot. Next time you're in a Home Depot, look around at all of the, at number one, how crowded it is. And number two, all the stuff that's being sold there, that's all going right in Arthur Blank's pocket. No wonder he has a 180-foot yacht named Dream Boat.
Yeah, Dream Boat.
I understand why Atlanta wants Bill.
Yes.
I don't understand why Bill would want Atlanta. Do you?
I don't. Although
unless it's a control thing. He wants complete control, and they're willing to give it to him.
Yeah, no quarterback is trouble. No quarterback is trouble. That's you've got to get that guy. If you don't have that guy, you can't be effective. So yeah, it's a tough job from that perspective. With the exception of the Chargers, nobody else really has a great quarterback where there's a coaching opening. Like Raiders, they don't have a guy.
Right, but some teams have top five draft picks. So like the Commanders.
Right.
So would Belichick go there?
Yeah, no, it's possible. It's possible. All right, we got 2 o'clock call of the day coming up.
And
next.
By the way, it's 2 o'clock at KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Yes. 877-710-ESPN. We're going to do some Lakers coming up. They looked great last night. And one of their best wins of the year. They went back to the original starting lineup from last year.
They actually did not.
Oh, right. They didn't go to Vanderbilt. They went to Torian Prince instead.
But I think they discovered something last night that they should continue to milk.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what it is.
We'll talk about that coming up. 877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day. In the meantime, with next-level tech and safety features, Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class-exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. It is your journey. Do like I did. Get yourself into a Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com. That's buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.